Good morning. That was a beautiful song. And we said that Jesus is our friend, and he is. And I feel so blessed to be among you as our friends. Be still, David said, the psalmist David, that is, and know that I am God. And there have been, I told Rhoda this morning, I don't think I ever remember a time when there has been so many things that are happening, of all kinds of things that are going on that we just don't get, we just don't understand. And then we have to think of this verse. Well, we can think of these things. And I would like to take this opportunity to, in our own time of difficulty in the last month here, thank you so much. So in these times, we have opportunities to be ministers of life, that we breathe life into each other by our words and by our actions. We have opportunities to do exactly that. And thank you so much for that, what you've done for us. But we have there's many more opportunities that we have. And we look, there's suffering of all kinds around us, of all kinds of suffering, different types of suffering, and different people are suffering from loss, all types of loss, and so it might even be the type of thing that we wonder, where is God, and why does he allow things like this to happen? Is this really what should be happening? We might have those questions, and then we still come back to this statement that God made himself, be still and know that I am God. And I would like to read that chapter in Psalm. And so one of the things I would like to think about is as these things press on us, these things that are happening, things that we hear about, some things we might not be so directly in, might not affect us so much personally, but we hear about them and we care because they're our friends. I think the question we need to ask ourselves is, what is this doing in my life? How is this, is God doing something with, or am I allowing God to do something with me in all of this? Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. So My encouragement to us this week is to be still and know that God is God and He is good. I think I'll just share a little account of something Matt Durstein told me several years ago. It was during the time when they were having such terrific health struggles with Zachary, and he was, you know, people were telling him that God is doing a work in his life, and God wants to. This is more about him than it is about Zachary, really. And that what does God want to do with him? And there was a time when this became so desperate to him, and he felt like he had been doing. He's trying to hear what God is saying to him through this, and he just. At a very desperate time, he just cries out to God and says, "Lord, what is it? What are you trying to do?" And God's clear answer was, "I'm the Redeemer in this. Not the aggressor." So in those difficult times, those hard times, let's remember that. And let's say with Job, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that He shall stand in the latter day upon the earth," and whatever else Job said along with that. "When he has tried me, I shall come forth like gold." Now, in the midst of our worst times, we just want to survive. We're not thinking about coming forth like gold. But that's the opportunities that we have as we minister to those who are going through those hard times, that we minister words of life. Let's stand for prayer.